right, guys, welcome to another episode of Get Real, hosted by me, Ashley.
Me, BM.
And me, Pnil of B2B.
And this is a show where we get honest about all the ups and downs of young adulthood. And this week, we're joined by our special guest, once again, Leah Kim!
Leah Kim!
Welcome
Hello.
Back!
Thank you for having me again.
All right. And today's episode, we're going to talk about expectations versus reality.
Expectation versus reality.
Mm-hmm. Of course, things can't always go as planned. Mm-hmm. Sometimes for the better and sometimes for the worse. Mm-hmm. And setting high expectations is not necessarily a bad thing. But what happens when we set our expectations too high?
Hmm.
Let's talk about that. Mm-hmm. But before we begin, interact with us on our socials at The Dive Studios.
Yep.
Or leave us a comment on our full episode videos at youtube.com/divepods.
Yep.
And subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. And leave us a review. 5 stars.
Only.
5 stars
Good
only.
Good reviews only.
All right. All expectations right. versus reality.
Why are you so like…
Huh?
So smiley again all of a sudden.
No, I'm not.
Expectation versus reality.
No, I'm just trying to sit up straight. Oh. There was like a whole meme, wasn't there? Like expectations and then like…
I think,
reality.
Yeah, I think it's
yeah.
a…
Anyways.
It's always negative. Like, this is what you expect and the yeah. reality is just
yeah.
like…
Always negative.
That's true. On Instagram, there was
yeah.
a lot of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. How yeah. are you?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm good. How okay. are you?
I'm great.
The weather's like getting better. Why?
Kind of. What?
Expectations
versus reality. All right. How are you?
I just wanted to ask her how she's doing, you know?
Yeah. How are you guys okay. doing? Do people ask you how you're doing?
No.
How are you doing? How's life?
Hey, Pnil, how are you?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
do you ever say something other than I'm good when people ask you how are you?
I do.
What
I do
you say?
Yeah.
Like, it could be better. It's all right.
Yeah, uh-huh. I'm like,
Excuse me, are you okay?
How are you doing?
I'm choking on water.
Are you doing okay?
I am
okay,
now.
Sir? Yeah. How the heck did you make the circle cup into a square
I don't know.
Cup?
I have like a habit of doing this. I don't know why.
Okay, anyways.
Yeah.
You moved back to Korea from Florida, you said, in middle school?
Elementary. I went
grade?
I went back and forth a lot, so it's kind
wow.
of hard to…
But when you like
pinpoint.
Officially moved back…
I also went to elementary school in Korea too, like the same school. So elementary, middle school, and high school, mm-hmm. it was all like on base. So mm-hmm. I went to all three schools, but I did a lot of back and forth. So it's kind of hard to pinpoint.
Okay, well, before you guys always lived in the States before you came to back to Korea, right? To pursue your dreams. Did you guys have any expectations about Korea and what that life would be like?
I had zero expectations. I didn't know what to expect. Mm. No, I had no idea like what was going to happen. So
the only thing I heard was that because I had to go to high school still.
Mm-hmm.
The kids were telling me learn how to fight before
what?
I went to… Because they were like… They fight a lot. That's how they rank the kids there or something
in
like
Korea?
That.
In Korea?
Yeah. So I was like, what the heck? I was like, I don't know how to fight. No. They were all super nice.
Oh. No one thinks
I like
to do.
He comes in. Who wants a piece of this?
I was like, I'm going to be the instigator. One hit, one knockdown. No.
You. There everyone's like, oh, 안녕하세요. Oh, 안녕하세요.
Wait. So
Good
you went
you
to an actual Korean school?
Yeah.
Like a 고등학교? Like a Korean
school? Yeah, 청담고.
Oh, for how long? Like what year? I mean, 10th grade, 11th grade, 12th
grade? On paper, 1 year.
Oh. But so did you graduate there too?
Yeah.
Mm.
But it was weird because, one, I didn't understand anything they were saying in the classes besides mm-hmm. English class. But even English class, I didn't really understand what they were saying.
Did you miss out on like prom and
yeah.
stuff then?
Oh, that
What's
sucks,
that?
Dude.
I don't even know what that is.
And like prom. Football games and typical American high school stuff.
Yeah.
Mm. I never knew that.
Yeah, because like football games, I could have gone, I guess, like freshman, sophomore and like first semester of junior year.
I feel like you would have played.
But I got into it really late. I got into football late.
Mm.
So I actually was going to try out for the rugby team because our school had like a intramural like rugby and we're going off topic. So what's happening?
So you didn't have any expectations?
Yeah, except for learn how to fight.
That's what they told
you. Yeah. And
I
the reality
similar.
Was they're all nice.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, hi. Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you about you're moving to New York. Because you had to leave behind the radio gig that so the radio that I'm doing now, the Arirang Radio Sound K, Leah used to be the DJ for it for like 3 years.
I was her guest for like 6 months.
That's how me and Matthew met. And then
how did you meet Peniel? How did we meet?
Britney Spears concert.
That was the first time we met.
No,
I saw that.
It cannot have been. It cannot have been.
No, it wasn't.
It cannot have been.
It wasn't.
But we didn't know each other that well. So Ashley, she invited me to a Britney Spears concert, and I met you through someone, a mutual friend, and she was like, "Oh, I have these girlfriends. Like, you should meet them." And I think I met you one time briefly. And then you're like, do you want to come to the Britney Spears concert? And I
met you at a house party for the first time.
I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, someone's birthday party or something like that. Yeah. Okay. I think that's how I met Peniel too, at someone's birthday party.
Yeah, it was like Christmas party or something. I remember.
So there's a lot of, I think, like, in the Korean, like…
Kyopo world. Mutual.
Bruh.
I'm sorry, ISIS doesn't sponsor me. There's no free advertisement.
Anyways. But yeah, I think at the time too, like, I didn't have a lot of… Because I felt like everyone knew each other because they were in the music industry and they were Kyopo. So there were a lot of times for everyone to kind of cross paths. And then I was kind of not in that loop. And then I met a couple people who like introduced me, I think, at the same time to certain groups of people. And and I think that's how I met you too, I think, in my memory. Anyways.
Yeah.
So you, after 3 years, you moved to New York.
Yeah.
To model.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Did you have any expectations?
Dude, yeah, I had crazy expectations. I told myself, just don't expect, you know? Like, because I thought it was kind of a dream come true. And now, like, in hindsight, I think maybe that's what people felt like when… Because I didn't have that experience. But when you guys were in the States or something and you auditioned for something or… you guys were like, oh, I'm going to Korea. I'm going to be in a group or I'm going to be a trainee. Like, maybe it might have been the same feeling. I don't know. But I thought I got luckily discovered by a casting director and I got signed to I guess it's let's say YG or SM or JYP of the music industry. I got that of the modeling world, right? Ooh. So I was like, damn, it's popping. Life, this is what I suffered for. Life is gonna I'm gonna be walking on rainbows. And what do you know?
It's a whole new monster.
Bro, whole new monster. Like Godzilla. I love New York, by the way. I really do love New York and I want to go back. And I didn't move back thinking I was gonna move back. I was just visiting and then… COVID and blah, blah, blah. I expected… I knew it was going to be tough, but I thought it was my time to shine, I think, in my head. And I was preparing myself for all the things that were to come. And when I got to New York, I realized… that's when I kind of went through a huge, depressive thing. Because you're going to these… Your whole life is… You made this one thing and you got signed. And then there's a whole nother process of auditioning every day. So you're going to castings 2, 3, 4 times a day. You're broke as fuck and you live in a closet. And you share a bathroom with 3 other people and one's a guy. So his hair is everywhere. And the bathroom was so small. I had to you know.
The guy's hair is everywhere?
Yeah, I don't even know how that happens, but his hair was everywhere. And
it's usually the other way.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but you know, because I'm sharing a bathroom with someone. So I would always clean up.
Because you're kind of neat.
I can be messy when I'm by myself, but I don't know these people and I wasn't in a comfortable position. It's not like I was living with friends or anything.
Yeah.
By the way, if you live with a friend, you should be even more considerate than living with strangers.
That's true.
So I was just, living that way and I was like, it's all going to pay off. And then you go to a casting every day and you realize you're in a room with the most beautiful, fit people that all kind of resemble you in a weird way. Because when you go to castings… I think now they're much more diverse, even in the last 2 years. But it used to be Asian, 20 to 25, height, this requirement. So then the agencies all get that and they spread it to their girls that fit that category. So when you go to a casting, you walk in and there's 40, 50 girls that are Asian or mixed.
Yeah.
from all over the world. Mm-hmm. So, and then you're just waiting your turn and you have your modeling book with you. Right. And like, you're like constantly just like, damn, like she's so pretty. Like, dang, she's tall. Like, dang, she's skinny. Like, what does she eat? Like, they're, you know, and all this stuff you're like going through. You're like, dang, I should put more makeup on. But then they said no makeup. Like, what do they want from me? You know? So you're going through this like all day long.
Oh, it's no makeup.
Yeah, you can't wear makeup because you look so different than your photos.
Right.
So then it turns into who's prettiest without makeup on. And that's a whole nother thing that I think a lot of girls will relate to. But and then you go in and like let's say this is my book. And then you walk, finally it's your turn. You're like, all right, I got this. Like whatever thoughts I had, like I'm going to go in this and like kick ass.
No.
Go in the room. They don't even look at you. Like you give them your book, which has all your photos. And it's like this. Want to walk? And you walk. Thank you.
And then done.
So you don't know if you got it or not. Like, because sometimes I was like, damn, that fucking sucked. Like, I'm not going to get it. And then I would get a call back. And sometimes I'd be like, oh, like they were so nice. Because when I say nice, it's when they say like, hello to you. Like, hi, how was your day? Like, oh my God, they care about me. Oh my God. Like, the bathroom's over there. Oh my God. Like, you know, manners. Like, but yeah, so that was a whole, and it took me a while to get used to that and not let it get in my head. But yeah, so that was a huge reality check for me in that world. Yeah.
Dang.
I would imagine New York or LA or anywhere in the States to be much more cutthroat.
Yeah.
Because in Korea, at least in the entertainment industry, since the world is so small out here, if you get big, chances are you're going to run into like the people that were in the process again. It's not that low of a chance. Yeah. You know what I mean? But say they treated you like shit. You meet them again. It's not going to be, hi, hello. Here's the bathroom. It's probably going to be like, you know, like you were a dick to me. Like, ass, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But in New York, I mean,
did you experience this?
No, not yet. Not yet. Because me, for the most part, even though they're dicks to me, I was still like hardworking, so they couldn't only be a dick to me.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to like New York type audition stuff, I heard it's hella cutthroat out there.
Yeah. Like I don't want to talk down on it, but it is cutthroat. And if like you think about the casting directors or designers or whoever, that they see people like you all day long. So I get it. I mean, I wish they were nicer, but whatever, I get it. It's a job to them, and there's some things I don't think are right. Like, you know, you walk in an audition room, they're like, yeah, you need to lose weight, like in front of people. Like, I think, but things are changing, I heard. So through friends, things are changing, and diversity, and whether it's with race and weight and blah, blah, blah. That's also to check off boxes for them, but whatever, they're doing it. So that's great. But I would do it completely differently now. Like, I wouldn't go with the same mindset I had. Aww. And I think having your own thing is really important. Mm-hmm. And not being cocky, but confident.
Yeah. 'Cause
I thought I was confident. And I was just like, hi, like, I'm Leah. Like, here's my book. Don't like me. Cool. But it's more than that. Like, you have, like, 5 seconds with someone that can, like, change your life. Mm. And, I think I would do things differently. But, you know, everything happens for a reason. But that's life, man.
Yeah, life,
life is tough.
You want to be special, you got to sacrifice. And
yeah.
I think I had a lot of expectations too because I was first at Cube as a trainee. And this was when I was there for like a year. And usually the trainee contract is for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have any plans on debuting a girl group anytime soon. And I wasn't even sure if I was going to be in that one because everyone else was so much younger than me. Mm-hmm. I was the oldest one. And then the oldest one after me was like 93, but she got cut and then everyone was like 96, 97. Mm-hmm. And they were all like very cutesy. And I was like, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to debut in that.
Yeah.
So when Polaris came and they were like, oh, can we bring Ashley to our company? Because we're going to debut a girl group at the beginning of next year. I was like, oh my God, yes. Like, finally, I'm going to debut. I'm going to be on stage, blah, blah, blah. And then first, when I went to the company, because it was so small, it wasn't like a huge enterprise. It was like small. They were just starting. They were making a group for the first time. And they like treated me like family. In the beginning, we went out to eat and drink every day. Yeah. We barely practiced. And it was like so much fun. Like, oh my God, how can I have so much fun in a company and also work with them? And then, of course, you know, when a company says like we're like a family, that's like, okay.
Red flag.
Red flag.
By the way, red flag.
Yeah. Don't. And then… Yeah. And then I debuted and I thought, you know, wow, ladies code. Okay, we're gonna, you know, make money. We're gonna live in nice houses.
You guys did really well in the beginning, right? Like, I think you remember telling me, like, Ladies Code was like, for a debut artist, they were, you guys were like,
they were on the come up.
Like, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Because, I mean, there's a lot of groups that they just like die out as soon as they debut because there's just so much competition. But I think, like, even before meeting you, I think I knew the name and I remember you telling me, or maybe I saw it somewhere, but that you guys did really well.
Yeah, no, because even I was actually on the phone with a friend not too long ago and we were like, yo, do you remember this group? Yo, do you remember this group? Like, what happened to them? Like, like not too long ago.
Yeah.
They like all debuted around the same year as me, maybe like a year or two later. I'm like, yo, what happened to them? Like, I don't see them anymore. What happened? But Ladies Code, their name was getting out there and they were on the come up.
Yeah. I think we got lucky because in that year, 2013, when we debuted, there weren't a lot of girl groups doing that style. Because we were more like, we debuted with Bad Girl. And it was supposed to be like a musical, like theatrical act. And everyone else was doing like the cutesy, like funky stuff. But anyway, so yeah, I thought, you know, life was going to be smooth sailing. Yeah. You know, we got it. And then it was just no sleep, working every single day. Not even being able to eat, just feeling tired all the time, just on autopilot mode. And I didn't know it was going to be like that, you know?
Yeah.
And I was just like,
isn't it funny too, like your reality and what people like back home or like friends that maybe aren't in this world expect of your life. And then like, I'll have like friends, like even like when I was in New York or now, like, oh my God, Leah, like that's so amazing for you. Like, you're living the life that, like, you know, you always wanted and and like, I'm so grateful that they send me those, like, you know, like messages and
like
stuff. But I'm like, dude, you haven't, it's not like that at all. Like, I'm broke as like constantly. Like, when is the freaking money going to come in? But like, there's like so many things, right? And I think that's another expectation in reality that people know because people talk about it so much. Yeah. But I don't think they really know what it's like.
Yeah. And like, I'll post an Insta story of me outside, like at a cafe or a restaurant. Yeah. They're like, oh my God, people don't bombard you. People don't come up to you asking you for pictures like and like signatures. I'm like, no.
Girl,
like,
no one knows who I am.
No one knows who I am.
I am comfortable as hell.
Yeah. But you know what? Total, also change perspective. Total blessing in disguise, guys. Because, like, I believe, like, in everyone on this table. I mean, I don't know what you guys, like, want in life 100%. But, like, like everyone is here and, like, in this space and doing and are good at something. And, like, you guys have a goal, right? And and maybe one day because of that goal, you'll get, like, super, I don't know, crazy famous, like, or whatever, like, to the point where you can't go eat at a cafe when you want. And imagine how stressful that is.
And we get to experience.
I don't, I never want to get that famous.
Yeah.
And we get to, like, have fun with our friends and go out comfortably and not stress out about that stuff. And,
imagine.
Having to date in secret, like.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
I mean, we still have to do that, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, trying to like skip the thing. Like, yeah.
She wait, didn't mention it for a reason, Ashley.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine, it's like, I don't know if you would want to be friends with someone that famous either. It's like, they said they want to hang out again. It's like, where are we going to hang out? It's like, where do you think? Their house again. Their house again.
The spy.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't imagine how stressful it must be.
Yeah. I don't think I would. I don't want to ever get to that level of fame.
And I feel like if you're around people, you always have to carry yourself with like a certain way because they have their image of you, you know?
Oh.
Did you guys ever have like an expectation versus reality that was positive? Like,
let me
think because they all expect celebrities to be stuck up and kind of snobby and just like full of themselves. I think it's more, and then they meet even not just me, but like I feel like most of our friends they meet them and they're always like, oh wow, like you're so down to earth, like you're not.
I've heard that.
You probably heard that a lot because he's like so down to earth and he's just so go with the flow type of guy. Especially if our friends from the States come and they're like, oh my God, I'm hanging out with a K-pop star. They're like, oh, wait, you eat convenience store food? Like, oh, we can just hang out at the Hanggang? Like, you can just, yeah. And he's like, yeah, it's fine. So,
I used to have the same thing. Like, I used to think back in the day, I'm like, does Justin Bieber eat McDonald's?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, do famous people eat McDonald's? Like, while I'm eating McDonald's, I'm like, it's so good. But like, okay, it's unhealthy. They probably have their like $100,000 meals.
No.
They're at home.
Yeah, they're at home.
They make it taste like it, but it's all like healthy. Yeah. Stuff.
It's like, I want McDonald's. His chef like makes a fake McDonald's.
Yeah.
Here is your Dino McNuggets, sir. Like, on a gold platter.
It's like, I want a Big Mac with only 10 calories.
Okay.
All right.
I'm sure celebrities eat fast food.
No, of course
they do. I mean, Travis Scott, he has his own like McDonald's menu.
Yeah. No, but I feel like, I don't know, I'm not in that world, but
you're in a world that's just as competitive. So.
Yeah, but I mean, the music, like the way that the structure or the process of like releasing a song, like I just hear tidbits. Mm. So like, I know like people all, like there's people that contribute, they all have to, they all approve like what's the title song and what's like, you know, so everyone's like, it has to be some type of consensus to get to, you know, that decision.
Yeah,
so I think like, cause there's so many good songs. Like even when I was doing radio, like that's the first time I listened to K-pop like full on because, not that I didn't like K-pop, but I was very like, I only listened to like 21, Big Bang, Wonder Girls, like the top, you know, songs. And I thought it was super cool, like EOD, that like people in Korea were making, you know, this type of music that I like, because I wasn't really, I didn't really enjoy like the cutesy, like I didn't know how to, like, yeah, I don't know,
candy pop.
Yeah, like I never really listened to that type of music before, so I was foreign to it. And then when I became a radio DJ, I was really worried because I didn't know K-pop like that. And but you're forced to listen to it constantly. And I would start to enjoy songs that like I didn't think I would enjoy, naturally. Right. But like you listen to songs like, this is so good. Why isn't this like doing well? But I think it's timing and luck. And like, I think it's more than it just being a good song. Marketing, too. You could have the greatest marketing team and like something, it just might flop. And I think it's weird that they blame the artist.
Yeah, no, like, who's the group that, Brave Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Their song, they released like a while back. Because I remember our promotions overlapped.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I know someone in there. So I was like, oh yeah. And then I remember promotions overlapped. I remember doing that. Seeing them on stage and stuff, and there was like no feedback then.
How long ago was that song released?
It was 4 years ago.
Four years ago?
It was 4 years ago, and then it's blown up now.
Yeah, some songs do that. Like,
so it's, so it's like, I don't know, there is something about timing. Mm. There's definitely something about marketing, because the reason it blew up, it was like a YouTube clip of like a bunch of comments and them performing at a military base.
Mm.
Or a military bases. I think it was like a compilation, right?
Mm.
So then it like blew up later. So then it's like marketing, like all that stuff has to like…
That's crazy.
All these things have to come together to like…
So they're doing promotions for that song again.
Oh, they're promoting again? They're coming back? Oh, wow.
Because it's number one and people are loving it.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
What song is it? Sorry, I'm like so…
Roll it.
Oh.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I think they have like a name for it. They call it like the military chart. I forgot what the name was. Oh yeah, Mirbode.
Dude, if I was in a fandom and I was a dude, I would be like, get everybody in the fandom, be like, let's all join the military right now. Because you know you have timings.
Yeah.
And then that means in all these different bases, you got the fandom happening and the synergy. And then like you guys only play that girl group song and then like they'll get famous. Because like, everyone has to listen to it over and over and over again. No? Does that not make sense? I think I'm onto something.
Can you do that with my song? Can you go in and then can you take my song and then do it for me?
Yes. I'll be like Mulan. I'll chop off my hair and like join the military. Listen to the song, guys. It's like
good. You know girls can still enlist in the military.
No, I know. But I was talking about the 2-year, the 2-year like mandatory service. Yeah. Like, you know.
Did you have any projects that…
So I kind of have this thing where I think if something's going to go well, then another voice in me is like, because you think that way it's not going to do well.
I do. I have the exact same thing.
I have like angel
and
demon.
Cartoon.
Yeah.
Angel and the devil.
I'm like, humble. Stay humble. And I'm like, but I have a feeling it's going to do well. And then it's like, because you thought that… Like it didn't work out because you thought that way. But…
Nice.
Do you also…
Up.
Oh, you know what? My thing is actually the complete opposite. My thing is, if I think it's going to do… shitty, it does well.
I know.
So I think always like, oh, it's probably going to do shitty.
Yeah. And then you're like, your phone rings. Yes. Yeah. Hollywood movie.
Yeah. But the question, yeah. I have one thing that I can like, I remember, or like when I was doing Saturday Night Live, like that was really big for me. And it was the first thing, my dad's white, by the way, I didn't want to like, but it's the first thing I did in Korea that he knew what it was, which was really cool for me because my dad doesn't speak Korean. Yeah. And so everything I did, like he was always proud, but it was the first thing that I was really proud to be like, hey, you know, Saturday Night Live, like that show you watch, like the Korean version, I'm doing it. Like I was super, super proud of myself. Yeah. And I didn't expect it at all. And that was really cool. And I was young. I was like 22, 21.
Oh, wow.
And it was like working with everybody that I saw on TV. Yeah.
You know what's funny? Right, videos resurfaced of that.
I know. I get tagged on it all the time. Yeah, They're like, who's that tall girl that like is looking down at Shiny Key and like making fun of his height? And I keep getting tagged on it on Instagram.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that one.
It was a joke, by the way. I don't feel that way.
Yeah, of
guys,
course.
I love Shiny, but… yeah, so I thought it was going to do really well. Mm-hmm. And I thought that because I was getting… It was like on a main channel and like everybody watched it. And it was going to be… through this, I was going to be able to do what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And a lot of more things coming my way. And it kind of just like ended. Because I was on the next season and… Everyone that watched SNL, like I got a lot of people like saying like… Oh, like aren't you the girl from da-da-da?
Right, but then
like… I didn't really care about that. I just wanted more like work opportunities. And but it never ended up that way. And yeah, so that was kind of a thing. Or because I thought it was just going to be like this.
Yeah.
Or like at least like this, you know. But it was like… like hanging out for dear life. Like yeah, so that was an experience.
I feel like it's like that a lot.
Yeah,
like you always
it's normal.
If you have good feelings about something, you're always thinking about, okay, that's going to like be the opening door or the door that I open into the next big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But life kind of like just like takes you on. Yeah. Freaking
roller coaster.
I like, love hey, it. You're going to go that way. Yeah. Just kidding.
And then it's like gyro drop. I was like, I thought it was at rock bottom, but I guess there's a deeper bottom.
Yeah.
All right, expectations versus reality. We have some people having questions related to our topic on Reddit too. Reddit. So let's see. User, Reddit. I am not enough. You are enough. Says, I feel as though I'm constantly disappointed by those closest to me. It hurts. It really does. I don't want them to know, so I act as though nothing is wrong. Every time I get canceled on, left out, or just something as simple as, you said you would, it just takes a toll on me. Maybe my expectations are too much, but I hold myself by these same expectations. I feel many times I'm a reliable and caring friend, and when it is not returned to me, I feel extremely disappointed and just saddened by the situation. I can't tell them about it, of course. I'm just overreacting after all. I have to keep my cool because flipping out for no reason just will only worsen the matter. Oh my gosh, I'm going through this right now.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Talk
We're
about
not
it.
Caring.
Yeah. Talk about it.
In what way?
You don't feel like we care about you?
No. I don't know. Just, yeah. I feel like I'm overreacting, so I don't want to confront them about it because I feel like I'm just being overly sensitive. Mm. But I'm thinking about it constantly, like every single day. And it's always on the back of my mind, whatever I do. But I'm like, I feel selfish talking about it because maybe that person's not thinking about it like that at all. Maybe that person's just going through something and maybe I'm just feeling that energy, which makes me feel like
you're like overthinking it or something.
So I feel like I'm just gonna add on more stress to that person if I confront them and tell them I'm feeling this way, because then they're gonna be like, oh, what did I do that made her feel this way? Like, what do I have to change? So I've just been kind of like putting it off, but still getting really stressed out by it. So yeah, I'm just like, I get sensitive about that too, because friends are very important to me, especially because I'm out here without my family and I really rely on my friends a lot. So when I feel like they're, it's not, I don't know, when it's not being reciprocated, or when I sometimes think, of course, I shouldn't do things expecting something in return, but you get the energy from them, right? You feel it when they're like, oh, I really, you know, love Ashley. I really like hanging out with her beside versus like, I'm just here to kill time. Like, I'm just doing,
like it's just routine.
I'm just having these small talk because I have nothing to really talk about.
Right. It's like the, no, I want you to be here versus the, yeah, you can come if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
is this
is your
person,
Reddit username I am not enough by the
way? Is this you?
Hey, great minds think alike.
So, next question. Is that person in the room by any chance?
Like
he's talking about
us. Messages.
No,
I'm sorry I didn't invite you to hang out with Eugene yesterday.
Blink twice if you're interested.
No, that was like 2.5. I saw it. It's okay.
Anyways, yeah. So, what do you guys… What can you guys say to this person?
I mean, I think whatever relationship it is, like whether it be friends, significant other, like family, whatever, I think communication. Are your ears okay?
Yeah, they're fine.
Okay.
Eardrum's bleeding, but
yeah. Sorry.
But yeah, I think communication is key. So, like you said, you know, you're like, oh, what if I just add stress or whatever? I think you guys need to communicate that though.
Yeah, you still have your thing.
Because you don't know what they're going through. They don't know what you're going through. Yeah. So, and if you guys don't communicate that with each other, you guys are never going to know what each other are going through. Yeah. So you got to say like, oh, I'm like, ask them, you know. Maybe like, oh, are you like going through something these days? Or like, are you stressed about work or something? Because I feel like you've been acting this way these days, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm sure if you ask them and you're good friends, they're going to be like, oh no, I'm sorry if I came out like that way. Like, no, like I've been stressed or like I've been whatever. Like, so I just think,
but
what?
Communication's a lot harder than like, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I always felt like I was a good communicator
because
I talk a lot. But I mean, it's not always about talking a lot.
You're good at talking, but you're bad at confrontation.
I'm really bad at confrontation. I suck at confrontation. It's like anything that's negative, I'm like, oh, so, well, like go the other
get
way.
Get me out of here.
Yeah, like I feel uncomfortable. that's like a whole another thing. But I think like I always thought I was a good communicator. But the more I like have certain I don't know, conversations with people, I'm like, maybe to this person, like maybe I think I'm a good communicator, but to this person, like everything's so different from this person's perspective, like other people's perspective of me and what I think about myself. So like I like have a lot of not debates, what's the word? Like confrontations with myself about it, about how I'm perceived by people. And like I just wanted to talk about this, but to them, like, did this sound like I was trying to be as nice as possible or caring and like, oh, like I'm just worried about this. But to this person, did it sound like I wasn't taking any responsibility over this?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I know
like
what
things
that is.
Like things like that, you know?
You say it and like right after you say, did you take it like this?
Yeah, because my whole thing was like, dude, like, but I'm not mad at you because I don't yell or like when I'm upset at people, like I'm not like, what the f-? Like you're an asshole. Like, I never blew up throws table. Like, you know, punches wall. I don't know. I've never done. What? Like, you know. So I'm always like, you know, like I felt like. So I thought that was good communication. But someone said just because you don't yell doesn't mean that you're communicating well.
No, yeah, that's just being able to hold in anger.
Yeah, like you're just. But I don't know why I always assume like.
I'm mad at you.
Yeah,
I'm really fucking mad at you.
just because you talk a lot and you're holding your anger doesn't mean you're a good communicator.
Yeah.
You can't tell, but I'm furious.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is tough.
Hard.
But I think you just need to communicate.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier said than done, though. Like.
Then what's good communication tips like?
Well, I mean, I don't know what they're thinking though, you know, like what they think why, like, so it's
let's
like,
say like you're disappointed in Ashley.
Uh-huh.
But like maybe Ashley doesn't feel like, I don't know, like you're just disappointed in Ashley as a friend. Uh-huh. Like how would you talk, you said you would confront her about it, right?
So I would either, it feels like, let's say we were like all hanging out and I felt disappointed, then I wouldn't say it right away because I don't want like the, I don't want, yeah, I don't want drama. I don't want the energy of like the entire like hangout to go down or anything either. Yeah. I would either say like, yo, like let's grab like coffee next week or whatever, or like call them when I get home.
Yeah.
And then just talk to them and be like, but don't like, don't do it in such a like…
emotional way?
Yeah, emotional way too. And then like critical way. Don't like criticize them about it.
Like you're teaching them.
Yeah, yeah. But just say like, oh, like this is how I felt. I don't know if you meant to like come off this way.
Yeah.
But this is how I took it. And then just make sure that if it's like within a friend group, it's like I'm not trying to start shit or anything, you know. It's like, oh, this is how this… just how I felt. Mm. And it didn't feel good.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, but like, it's like, is it like, is that what you meant?
I think as you get older, like sometimes you're friends with people and like they're great people, but you realize that you don't really align in a lot of aspects. So you're always kind of like having that little, like those minor little
conflicts,
emotional, like,
oh, like,
yeah. And I think also it's another lesson of like, someone told me like, it's not evil that if you decide someone is no longer like you guys don't not benefit, because you're not friends with someone to benefit off of them, like, but
match well,
like if you're bringing just toxic energy to each other or something, whatever toxic, like I don't know, but it's okay to like let people go
for sure,
yeah, for the betterment of the both of you. And that's also like I think a super valuable lesson, like and it doesn't mean like you're a horrible person or they're a horrible person, you just don't click something.
Why are you smiling? You got something to say?
Thanks,
something
Leah. Happened. It's time to go.
And that was the end of Matthew's relationship.
You were wondering why you didn't have a plug in the beginning. Now you know.
I'm just messing with it.
Okay. Shall we move on?
Yeah.
You wanna read one?
Yeah. I think Leah should read the next one.
Do you
one.
Read both? This is from College Girl 123. I'm currently a freshman and I've been in college for 2 months now. Coming in, I expected to absolutely love my roommate, party nonstop, and make a million friends. Well, my roommate barely talks. I can't party because I'm constantly doing homework. Even on weekends, I have stacks of work to get done. And as to the friends, I talk to people in class and at work, but I have not found a consistent group to hang out with. The people on my floor are pretty nice, but I think they've already formed a clique and I can't break through. I had friends in a lot of different groups in high school and people love me, but here I feel like an outcast. Please help. You know, that was another big expectation versus reality for me. College was so different than what I expected.
I didn't go.
I dropped out. It's okay.
I mean, I went for like I went for one semester. That's it.
Yeah.
Damn, they like just made this ID then. Freshman is like college.
Dude, you've only been in college for 2 months.
Yeah. Wait till that second semester hits.
Yeah. Things are different.
It's different.
Yeah. Really? Okay.
Yeah. First semester, I was kind of a loner.
Yeah.
I was like in my room and I was like, how do I… And then I would try to go… You know how like colleges have like welcome week? Like, blah, blah, blah. And I would go and I that's when I realized like, oh, maybe I'm not an extrovert. I always thought I was an extrovert. But I was like, maybe inside I'm actually an introvert. Because I would go there and be like…
Yeah, same.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
Him and the… nice to meet you.
Yeah. Did you have braces in college? Or like
no, I don't know why I made that voice. I do that sometimes. I don't know why I did that. It's my inner voice that comes out sometimes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's the introvert.
Yeah,
that's
the introvert. Like, hey, hi.
Same. I feel like I didn't make friends with anyone in my class, but I joined a club and I met all my friends there at the club.
Okay.
So I met them the first year. So in my sophomore year, we planned classes together. So we would actually take the same classes. But freshman year, the first semester, well, like half of the first semester was pretty… Well, especially because I commuted. Sorry, I keep adding.
And then there's another…
The semester, actually the first half. So actually when I commuted…
Because if I were living in the dorms and living on campus, I feel like it would be a little different. But since I commuted, I didn't spend a lot of time in school. It was just like class and then go home right away. So because it was hard to make friends through classes because everyone is so different, you know. I just joined a club. So maybe…
Wait, you went to college in New York?
Yeah, for 2 years. And then I came here.
I did not know
here. Yeah.
I feel like it's completely normal. You're in 2 months and I was there. I don't know if you guys were too, but I think that's normal. And one thing I regret, so I hope College Girl 123 does not do, is because I felt so… I mean, I ended up making friends through a different way, but
I really regret, like, even though I only went for 2 years, I wish I would have joined a club. Or, but I was so scared. Like, because I felt so intimidated. Like, there's so many people, and like, I didn't want to put myself in that position, because I don't know if it's because I went to a smaller school and I grew up with all of my friends being the same. So I really regret not, like, exploring, because there's so many things I wanted to do and I thought was cool, but I was like, nah, maybe I'll do it next time. And so if there's ever, like, an opportunity, like, I don't know if it's a club or I don't know what else is in school, but I don't remember. Like,
frats,
clubs,
sororities,
clubs, whatever is your thing. Like, if there's something that interests you, like, you should try it out.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, people that join that club are probably going to have an interest in that club. Mm-hmm. So there's at least icebreaker.
Yeah.
Talk about that for now. And then do what Ashley did. Sign up for the same classes and everything.
Or get a job on campus. That's what I did. I worked at the library.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
Damn.
That was fun.
Did you make friends
fun, but yeah, because like you see the same kids walking in and out. And like you're just like checking out their books for them. They're like, oh, what you working on or whatever. I'm like, oh, like checking out chemistry again, huh? And then you kind of like see them all the time. And then you get to know like, oh, that guy's this major. Like that guy's this major. Like this girl's that. Like, you know, this girl, that girl's Korean. Her last name's Kim. Like, let me be friends with her. Like, because, you know, there wasn't a lot of Korean people at my school either. Oh, okay. So I'm like, I'm going to ask her where she buys her kimchi. Like, you know, stuff like that.
Chemistry, huh?
Yeah.
You feeling any in between us? Yeah. Like chemistry?
Yeah. You gotta put yourself, you gotta get out there. It's hard, but.
It is for sure.
Dang. Oh, man. My first girlfriend in college, I met her at orientation. Wait, that's like completely off.
Does that really happen?
It happens. Oh. She was so cute. I saw her. I was just like, dang, she cute. She with her little two, like, other friends that, like, she met that day. I went with my two friends I met that day. They're like, hey, they're hyping me. I'm like, get her number, bro. I was just like, should I get her number? I should get her number. Woo! And I just walked up, got her number. We were in a good relationship and then I came to Korea.
Okay.
But like, real talk, like she was like a really good girlfriend.
You miss her? I'm just kidding. Don't answer. It's gonna get edited out anyway, probably.
All right, best of luck to you, college girl 123.
Yeah.
You got this. All right. Thank you, Leah, for joining us today for this episode. It was so much fun.
I had so much fun, guys.
Okay. Do you want to talk about anything you have coming up?
Once again, nothing new coming up.
We'll find out.
Gucci, if y'all need a new model.
What's your favorite brand?
You're filming a commercial soon.
I am. I'm filming a commercial soon. I don't know how to talk about it.
Can you say the brand name?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so she's going to be on some type of commercial. It's a very big brand.
Can you say if it's like what category? Like
electronics
jewelry,
or
clothes, electronics?
Fashion.
Mm.
Yeah. Like somewhere fashion. Something to
huge.
Do.
You might be seeing her everywhere.
Like,
No.
I'm gonna see you while I'm shopping.
Yeah, hopefully.
Oh my god, so much fun. Okay, guys. Look forward to it.
Video's like fake.
Hashtag fake. You guys will find out about it on our Instagram, which is at
Leah KMT, LEHKMT.
Okay. All right, guys. Stay updated on the show. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter if you haven't yet. It is at The Dive Studios. Once again, subscribe to this podcast and please give us a 5-star review.
Five stars.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. See you in the next episode.
Bye-bye.
Peace.
Bye.